First, a question. What's in the farm bill?
All the subsidies for big agriculture and all kinds of stuff. Who knows where all it's in.
There's a lot of different parts of that I'm not very familiar with. But the food stamp area is the part that we focus in on.
I do not know what's in there. But I know that as far as Nebraska is concerned, that's going to be a very important bill to pay attention to.
That's Dennis Sentiel and Mary Hussman in Columbia, Missouri, and Linda Ratcliffe in Lincoln, Nebraska. Like many Americans, they associate the Farm Bill primarily with subsidies, for crop insurance, for example, and food stamps, now the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But the Farm Bill is massive. The Senate-passed version would cost about $1 trillion over the next decade. So even smaller programs can be big money, like a $25 million biofuel research project headed up at Iowa State University with several other partners.
Our long-term emphasis really is on trying to have a positive impact on agriculture, trying to have a positive impact on the environment, and trying to create an opportunity for society to move forward with an alternative and a renewable fuel system.
That's Iowa State agronomy professor Ken Moore, who leads the project. He says the idea is to grow grasses on land that's not good for crops anyway, and then create biofuel from the grass. If successful, he says, this process could be carbon negative, producing fuel from plants in a way that actually reduces greenhouse gases. Moore's money is secure. It was all included in the expired Farm Bill. But others who may have hoped for a future Farm Bill grant could be left waiting indefinitely. Until a new Farm Bill becomes law, many programs can't enroll new participants or solicit new grant proposals. Programs like the Specialty Crop Research Initiative, which funds another, much smaller, Iowa State project.
So there's 33 different types. There are various injection molded containers and then also some fiber containers.
Researcher Kenny McCabe describes the pots containing plants arranged on 5 benches in a warm greenhouse in Ames.
And what are the plants that you're using for the test?
For this, it's just tomatoes and salvia. The tomatoes.
He's trying to identify the best biorenewable alternatives to pots made from petroleum-based plastics. You know the pots. They're the ones vegetable starts and yard plants come in. These alternatives use other types of plastics, plus organic matter, like corn stover, soy fiber, and the distiller's grain left over from ethanol production. And there's another tiny slice of the Farm Bill pie that feeds a very eager demographic, beginning farmers and ranchers.
The deck is stacked against them, you know, from before they even get their boots on in the morning.
Luke Gran runs the Next Generation Project at Practical Farmers of Iowa, which received just over $500,000 of Farm Bill money to help farmers get started.
It's really hard to learn how to farm. You know, we don't have any well-developed infrastructure really for apprenticeships.
His program has helped Jay Young, who has sheep, chickens, corn, and beans in Floyd County, Iowa. He and his wife also still have full-time jobs off the farm. But Young says Practical Farmers is helping them get their business going, so maybe someday they can leave their day jobs.
And that's our dream. And I'm not sure at this point, you know, is it ever going to be reality that I can just walk away from work? I don't know that yet. You know, I mean, we're learning.
The future for some Farm Bill programs may not be much more secure than Young's dream. During the lame duck session, the House could pass a bill that then gets reconciled with the Senate version. Or Congress could approve a short-term extension, delaying a 5-year package and further complicating planning, both on the farm and off. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.